Now, God promised great things to the Jewish people. He made unconditional promises that won't be taken back, and they would be the main way that God blesses the world. He said, through you, folks, I'm going to make a difference in the world. So do you know how? Do you know where that happened? Do you know, like, where in the Bible you learn about the promises God made to the Jewish people? And then some do and some don't. So I'm just going to say it's in the book of Genesis. It's the first book in the Bible. We're going to end up in Romans chapter 9 to finish. But in Genesis, on page 10 of the Bible, right? Just way back at the front. Genesis has 50 chapters, right? And each chapter averages like 640 words. Okay? A piece of A4 paper, if you typed in 14-point font, probably 12-point font, it's about 1,200 words. So one A4 bit of paper is about 1,200 words. The average chapter in Genesis, 640 words. It's like a blog. But we tend to think Genesis, I really need to make time to read Genesis. You could do it in a sitting. It's dense, though, depending on how you deep dive on ideas. It might take you longer. But if you just want to say, what's the story? I'd like to know the story. It's there. Chapters 1 to 11 is the creation of stuff. Right? It's Adam and Eve. It's Noah and the flood. Right? It's the Tower of Babel. Do you remember the story about the tower that went up into the sky, and in all the children's books it goes through the clouds because it's really, really tall? Right? It's like super tall. Deep foundations, you know. They're not really. It's just how you tell kids about it. So 1 to 11 is everything and folks. And then chapter 12 to chapter 50 is the story of one family on earth in four generations. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph. You like Joseph. He's got the Technicolor dream coat, right? You like Isaac because he was the guy who was like, okay, Dad, where are we going to find the lamb for the sacrifice? And Abraham's like, actually, I think it's you, son, right? And God's like, no, we don't do that. I just wanted to see if you're actually like, even if things you don't understand, I'm asking of you, would you do it? But I'm not asking you to do that. But this whole thing there, four generations of family, look at Genesis chapter 12 on page 10. And look at here's a promise that God makes. Because Paul was talking about the promises back in Romans chapter 9. I wonder if you remember that. The Lord God said to Abraham, go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land I'll show you. And I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you, and I will make your name great so that you will be a blessing. Look at verse 3. I will bless those who bless you, and him who dishonors you I will curse. And in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. That's a promise. That is a promise. I'll make your name great. You'll be blessing. I'll make a great nation. Anybody who messes with you, I will mess with them. Anybody who comes alongside of you, I am alongside them. Wow, big promise. Genesis chapter 12. So there's Abram getting a promise from God. So then if you went, you know, flick, flick, flick to Genesis 13. 15. Genesis 15. Again, just that first verse there. This is sometime later. So God said, I need you to go over there. I'm going to hook you up. More on that later. And so he goes. He eventually gets. From 12 to 15, a bunch of time. After these things, stuff happens, the word of the Lord came to Abraham in a vision. Fear not, Abram, I am your shield, and your reward shall be very great. But Abram said, God, what will you give me? I continue childless. And the heir of my house is Eliezer of Damascus. He goes, I have no kids, and I have to give all of my wealth to my manager. I don't have anybody to pass it on to. What's the point of being great? You said stuff. But I'm hearing, I'm going to fizzle. There's not going to be any more Abrahams. You know, Mr. Abraham, no children. That's the end of the family line. He says in verse 3, you give me no offspring, and a member of my household will be my heir. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him, said, this man shall not be your heir. Your very own son shall be your heir. And he brought him outside, and he said, look toward heaven, and number the stars if you're able to. He said, if you look at the stars in the heaven, so shall your offspring be. You're going to have as many children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandchildren as the stars in the sky. Can you count them? That's how many of you there will be. That's a promise that God made. And look at verse 6. Look at verse 6. Underline verse 6 in the Bible of the person sitting next to you. Because this is the key to faith of the whole religion that's encompassed in the Bible. That's a bold statement. You seriously could. It says, Abraham believed the Lord. Abram believed the Lord, and he counted it to him as righteousness. When God makes a promise and his promises are reliable and you depend on his promises and you hold fast to them, there's result. And when God sees you holding on to his promises and saying, this thing that you said, I know you're good for your word, and I believe this, God says, well done. Good response to me in you, helping you recognize that this is reliable. So if you to verse 18, right? Flick on a phone, turn a page. Verse 18, on that day, the Lord God made a covenant with Abraham, saying, to your offspring I give this land, from the river Egypt to the great river, the river Euphrates. And the world has never seen Israel occupy that land. That's the Nile River to Iran, Iraq, the Tigris and the Euphrates. That's the whole bit. It's never been realized. But it's a promise that God made then. It's a promise that God will keep. More on that. I mean, watch the news. I don't know.